46. A traffic jam. Of all the times. Gabe would have laughed at the irony if he didn't feel like crying and screaming and punching a fist through the windscreen. The line of cars in front stuttered and stopped. He watched the speedo creep up to 30, pushed the car momentarily into fourth gear, and then immediately had to hit the brakes again. He thumped the steering wheel. Once again, fate seemed to be conspiring against him, stopping him from reaching her. Deja vu. Always too late. Always just out of reach. I found your daughter. Meet me at the coffee shop. Junction 12. Of course, the text could be a cruel joke. A prank. But why? A dream is never more fragile than when it's about to come true. The slightest wrong move and it could disintegrate into dust. He felt like a man teetering on a tightrope across a river of hungry crocodiles, heading towards a mirage, risking everything for something that could vanish into a haze. He heard sirens, and an ambulance flashed past on the hard shoulder. There must be an accident ahead. Someone's routine journey suddenly cut short by a momentary lapse of attention, a missed lane change, a fractional delay on the brakes. The traffic crawled forward another few feet. He felt his frustration inch up another notch. He saw a sign coming up, the next junction, half a mile. It wasn't a quick diversion, but it was better than sitting in traffic. He drummed his fingers. Could he cut across the lanes in time? Or should he just wait it out on the motorway? The same dilemma he had faced 3 years ago. He couldn't afford to make the wrong decision again. The traffic edged forward. The slip road was fast approaching. A few cars had already turned off. He was leaving it too late. He debated with himself, then quickly slammed on the indicator and darted into the inside lane in front of a lorry, which hit the horn and flashed him angrily. He ignored it. The slip road was running out. He yanked the steering wheel to the left, felt the wheels of the camper van bump over the white hazard lines, and he was off. He hoped that this time he wasn't too late.